Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, have you ever felt that you are the only one that is experiencing loss of motivation and troubled times? Well, you are not alone. Join me, Debbie Martin Garcia, and special guests for uplifting testimonies and motivational talks right here on the Pure Inspiration Talk Show.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Pure Inspiration Talk Show. As you know, last week I wasn't here. I was busy at the Sky TV studio doing some filming for an up-and-coming series. So my apologies for that, but I'm here once again this week. I'm going to take you through a little process this week, I hope. And, just purely inspire you. I've had so much technical problems over the last couple of weeks, and some people have told me control of Skype. So my apologies for anything that cuts out. You can join me on Thursdays on my radio show, which is www.oneharmonyradio.com. That's www.oneharmonyradio.com. That's internet radio. You can join me there as I do go through this same message more extensively on a Thursday between 7 and 9 p.m. So hopefully you can join me there on the Real Deal Show. And I also have guests on that show, so it's a little bit extra thrown in and some gospel inspiration music for those that like that. You on a week-to-week basis. It's fantastic if you can join me in the studio. You can join me via the chat room by clicking onto the chat room and joining me for conversations. You can also hit me up on Facebook, as you could probably hear it going away off in the background. You can join me on Facebook. You can send your messages, suggestions, questions, whatever, on Facebook. You can also find me on Instagram, which is my personal Instagram, that's Debbie_MG, if you want to send me feed or if you just want to check out what I'm doing. Also on Twitter, I am DM. You can hit me up on my email, which is pureinspiration2014@gmail.com. And also for those that have international numbers, call-in numbers that are here in the UK, you can also call in. If you've got free calls to international numbers, in particular America, then you can call in free of charge. If you haven't, it will be chargeable. And the telephone number is 516-666-9941. That's 516-666-9941. So now I've got an older way. I've only got a bit. So I said in my little episode info that I was talking about, this is a three-part series, and the reason why it's a three-part series is because I was trying to cram pain, process, and purpose all into one, but it didn't actually happen. So I managed to deal with pain more so, and then I threw in a bit of process and purpose. However, after getting feedback, after doing the pain session, I got a number of people that were saying that could I break it down a little bit more. So what I decided to do was do it in the right set. Didn't mind on the last series. So I can't remember what the date is, but it wasn't last week, Tuesday. It was the Tuesday before, whatever date that was. You can check that out on the website, on the Blog Talk Radio website, and you can click and go and look on my episodes. And all of the episodes that I've done from January up until now are on there. So today we're going to be speaking about process. And I think that, well, I've been dealing with process of pain, and I think that all of us go through difficult times in our life, and sometimes we don't realize that there is a natural process to life. When I looked in the dictionary about what they said about process, you know, we all have our different interpretations on what process is, but it's a series of actions and steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. That's if you have voluntarily gone into that process, I believe. But sometimes things set in motion that part of you desire to see. So there's a number of different things that are set in stone, and I'm going to speak about that, and I'm going to be speaking about a little bit about process that is beyond our control, things that just happen beyond our control, and how we can emotionally and physically be able to deal with certain issues that come our way. So process is going to happen no matter what we say, do, or how we feel. We're going to have to go through life process. And, you know, like I said, I spoke about pain. And whilst you're going through pain, you're actually going through a process. So I spoke a little bit about pain not actually being in my left leg, that the sciatica was basically a symptom of a problem in my lower back. However, I felt the pain and still feel the pain on my left-hand side in my sciatica nerve. And what it is that when we are going through pain, we are going through a process. So first and foremost, of my back, and the left-hand side, no longer in the base of my back, but in my left. So it's like a process. It changed from one thing to the next, and I'm going through, like, again, another type of process, which is physiotherapy. And that process, they look at it at the beginning and they will tell me to take a series of steps in order for me to achieve a particular end, just like what the dictionary said. And the end of it should be the side of the leg should actually go away. My core should be strengthened. My muscles in my back should be strengthened. And that will be what they endeavor to happen through that process. So when we look at process, we know that there are many different types of process. So going through college, is, you know, you're going through a process, you start your course, you go through your coursework and some practical work, and then you basically have your exams, and eventually, hopefully, that's a process. You know, conception, you go through your first trimester, then you go through the next stages, and then ultimately you will have a baby. That's another kind of process. And then work, you know, you start off in your job, you go through your interview, you end up getting your job description, you start your job, and then on a day-to-day, week-to-week, you will go through the process of waking up, going to work, coming back home. That's a process. So there are a number of different processes, relationship process, dating, and then eventually, you know, being in a relationship, and then ultimately getting married. So there's a number of different processes that, and we are kind of end. However, what I found is that sometimes whilst we're going through a process, it's like wires can get crossed somewhere. So for myself, I don't know what processes you're going through, but you have to look at the different processes you're going through and look at the ones that are causing you the most pain, the most things that the most discomfort, the things that don't set with you right, and you have to look at that and think, have I got any of my wires crossed here? Because just as much as I said that there are those certain, as I mentioned, that in stone, you Sorry about that. As I said, I'm experiencing technical difficulties. Such is life. This is how it goes, and you just have to run with it. So yes, I'm back. What I was saying was, we have to look and see whether we are putting the flexible things into the things that are set in stone, or the things that are set in stone into the flexible side. So let me give you, for instance, an example. There are certain things that are set in stone. So we know that there's four seasons in the in the year. We of the year, we know that night. Those are things that are set in stone. We know that there's gravity. We know, you know, a number of different things which are set in stone. But also we know the things that ain't set in stone. We know that your children are not always going to be, they're going to be babies. We know that they're going to grow up and they're going to become adults. So you cannot have a baby. Your job can change. Your love can diminish from someone. Ultimately, your car will break down, or you might want to change your car. So those things are flexible. They never stay. What I think that where a lot of frustration comes from when we're going through process is that we set things in stone that should be flexible. So if I was to speak about relationships, there are some people that are going to be in your life for a season, and this topic keeps on coming up. I keep on having these conversations with different people. But you can be in a relationship with someone and it can be going seemingly fantastic, but you have to understand that not everybody is in your life forever. They can be in your life for a season, you know, in relationship, that can be a work colleague. I'm just saying that we have to identify and also let go of things that are not set in stone, that they are flexible and they're up for debate. So they're not going to be always there. They're things that can come and go. And I think that a lot of the time our heartache and pain are because we have these things crossed. And when we're going through different processes in our life, we think, well, this is how it's. I think more unnecessary heartache and pain because I thought that things were meant to be this way, and I fought against it so much so that it became frustrating, it became depressing, and I lost sight of what it was that I was meant to be doing in the first place. So when I've looked at process, there are things that we're going to have to go through in life. We're going to have to do it step by step and in stages. And I think that when we realise that things are part of a process, it is part of our life, then we can go through these things a lot more easier. We have time, seasons, we have processes, and I think that when we look at different things that are going on around us, like the different seasons, all right, we live in England, so the seasons ain't really as they should be sometimes. So in the summertime, you've got winter, in the winter, you've got summer, and it's like all over the place. But ultimately, we do have summer, we do have winter. Spring, let me get it off. Where you want to start it, actually. So we have spring, summer, autumn, winter. We have that. And typically, when you start seeing the flowers starting to bud, we would say, oh, we're entering into spring. When it's sunny and it's consistently sunny for us here in the UK, if it's consistently sunny for a few days, we would say, oh, summer's come. If it's the leaves start to change on the trees and start to go that light yellowy colour or that reddish colour, we say it's coming into autumn. And when it starts to get freezing, you know, and we look at it based upon the time of the year. So if it starts to snow, God, this isn't right. This isn't part of how it's meant to go. And that's what I'm trying to say, is that when things are out of sync, you know that they're out of sync, and you know that this isn't the normal process that it should actually take. So because you know that it's not the normal process, you have to look at it and revisit it and see what is actually going wrong here. So for myself, I know that there was times in my life that I wanted things to be set in concrete. And I will be honest, when my relationship started to break down, I wanted to have some that so because I didn't want it to break down, I caused myself, I believe, a lot more heartache than what was necessary, because I wanted it to follow through with the natural process of, you know, you getting married, you living with this person, you having children, you growing old together. I wanted that to actually remain as my process, but realized that it wasn't, and I was trying to hold on to something that was going to be. And ultimately, there was a lot of heartache and there was a lot of pain. So there are times in our life that we are going to go through process, and it is the only thing that you can control ultimately is you, the way that you think, the way how you see the world, the way how you address you. That's it, period, full stop. You can only control you. There's no one else that can control you. You might feel as though you're controlled by other people, but that's for another day. I will talk about that probably when I'm dealing with process. But when you look at your, when I'm dealing with purpose, sorry, when you look at your, what's it important for you to, one, revisit the things that you have, that you believe are set in stone, and look at the things that you have said is flexible, and look to see whether they are in the correct place. Because if they're not in the correct place, you're going through a process and you're feeling hurt, frustration, depression and pain because they're out of sync, they're not placed in the right place. And if you identify that it isn't in the right place, then it is down to you to actually change it. I'm not going to say that you have to look at and you're going to have to change it. So the second point that I would make is that you have to acknowledge it, and then you have to start to put things in place in the right place where they're meant to be. So I hope that you're understanding what I'm saying, because I know that sometimes I speak to myself with so much clarity, but I know that sometimes it's difficult when other people are listening. So let me give you an example. If you have placed your job in that thing that is set in stone, and you now feel unhappy and you felt quite secure in that job, you now have to start to think differently about it. You now have to say, this job isn't set in concrete. This is a flexible thing. And because it's a flexible thing, I can actually change this. Don't let it get to the stage where somebody else is making a decision for you, because that in and of itself is frustrating. If you know that your job is possibly at risk, don't wait to the last minute and then wait to get, you know, redundancy. But understand that a job is not set in stone. That's something that can and will change. And if you are in that process of thinking, well, this is set in concrete, then that is what is going to be causing the frustration. That is what is going to be causing the heartache, the sleepless nights and the pain. So that's an example that I can give you in terms of if you need to look at something that isn't set in concrete and what you can actually do to change it. So you acknowledge that it's not set in concrete, and then you have to now actually take to move yourself from that particular thing. And the third thing that I said is that this will definitely make you feel unbalanced and unstable. And I think that oftentimes when we get to that place, we start to panic. And in a position where it might be your job, you might go for something just as a safety net, just to stop you from not being in a job. But again, I would say think about it. Think about your next move. Don't just act irrational. Think about your next move. Think about what it is that you want to actually go for. Process life is part of growing, part of us learning, part of us understanding how the world, how we will act in certain situations, how much resistance we've got. Going through process is important for each and every one of us. We are not going to be able to remain stagnant. There's always that stirring up. And I don't know if you've ever heard the story about the mother and the eagles, but when she's basically given birth, then she'll go out and she'll get them food and she'll bring them back. But when they get to a certain age, this mother will push them aside, won't allow them to fall and crash. She will come and she will scoop them back up. But it's part of the process of them learning how to fly, learning how to come out of the nest. And eventually the mother, the baby eagles will eventually come out of the nest and they will fly because their mother is taking them through a process, a course of throwing them off the side and catching them. So there are things that we're going to go through in life, and they are going to feel uncomfortable, most definitely, but they are going to be part of your process. So as a fifth thing, I would say, is that fifth? Fourth thing, I would say, look at the possibilities of that process changing, you going through another stage and another stage and another stage, and reset your goals as you go along. So there's sometimes when you set your goals, I'm going to be in this job for the next 5 years, and then that gets stirred up. You have to just be flexible to say, you know what, I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to feel this frustration, feel this pain, feel this heartache. I'm going to now look at setting another goal for myself. And in the next 6 weeks, or I'm going to look to feel. It's important that we realise that process is something that makes us and it grows us. I know that when I've gone to the gym and I've gone through when I had like my personal trainer, there was a process. There was a beginning, there was a middle, and there was an end. There was where I wanted to get to whilst going to the gym. I wanted to get my fitness up. I wanted to get my body toned. I wanted to get my body back in good condition. So I knew that it was going to be hard work, and I had to start somewhere. And the starting is the hardest point, I believe, for myself. Starting something is so hard. What was it? And it that time when it's probably raining outside and it's cold and you feel like, oh, I don't really want to go. But you know that it's part of the process, and it's all for your good. So you continue going, you continue getting fitter, you continue getting toned, and you can see more clearly how the process is rolling off, and you can ultimately see the end of the thing. But not that you could go for a 6 week program. That isn't actually the end, because you have to keep it up. Otherwise, your body just goes back south. But if you get what I mean, you will start something and you'll go through a natural process. And as long as you realise that it is a process that is either the frustration levels and the depression that you can feel when something is unstable won't be there. It really won't, because I know that there are so many, when I've looked at going through process, I've actually thought, okay, this is why I was thinking like this, and this is why I was feeling like that, because I had my wires totally crossed and not identifying what one was set in concrete and what one was flexible. I hope that that's helped somebody out there when I'm speaking about process and going and process. When I'm talking about pain, process, and purpose, I think that they're all interlinked and they're all tied up in you fulfilling ultimately your purpose. Because if you don't identify that this is a painful situation and that I'm going to have to go through this process, then you're not going to realize that there is an end result, which is your purpose and fulfilling your purpose. So I hope that that has helped somebody. And, you know, I'll apologize for any technical problems and any cut that you listened to. And I hope that for those of you who haven't listened in before, that this will encourage you and inspire you in some way to understand about a process a little bit more, from my perspective anyway. As I say, I don't mind you giving me a shout on Facebook at Pure Inspiration, or hit me up on my email at pureinspiration2014@gmail.com so that we can talk further. I really don't mind at all. You can also make your suggestions, your comments, that's great. And also, if you've been inspired and encouraged, that you can share it with someone else. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to be sharing with you about some programs, some workshops that I'm going to be putting together. And hopefully you can join me for one of those, as well as I do one-to-one counseling and I do one-to-one coaching. But I am going to be doing workshops and I am going to be doing a program where you can actually be part of it. I do a 6-week program right now with coaching and counseling. If you want to find out more about that, you can go. You can contact me via my email, which is pureinspiration2014, as I've said before. So I hope that that's helped you in my perspective of the process, and that process is something that we all go through. It's difficult, yes, I know, but it's also important for us to understand that we all go through it and it can be painful, but not to get our wires crossed. Let us get it clear and let us be precise in what we are actually going through and at what stage we are actually at. So I hope that that's helped you, and I'm looking forward to joining you next week with the third part of the series, which is purpose, and give you my perspective on purpose. So thanks for now, and until then, bye.
Thank you for listening to Pure Inspiration Talk Show. If you have any comments or suggestions for future topics, or maybe you would just like to be on the show, why not drop me a line at pureinspiration2014@gmail.com. I look forward to being with you next time on the show. Until then, bye for now.